Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And all of a sudden, click, 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 click. All the files that have been locked were unlocked, and all the data was restored for a price.
For a price. What an extraordinary story, though. We've been talking about this and talking about this and talking about this, and now it's come home to someone we actually know who dealt with it and is taking us through step by step how they handled it,
and
how
they
these guys work.
Just do this every week, every day, every week. They're getting another one.
This morning, the math on President-elect Trump's victory more clear, with Arizona and Nevada now projected as Trump wins, but control of Congress hangs in the balance of a handful of races still too close to call. Going live to Washington this morning, checking in with ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Let's start there, Stephen. U.S. Senate, we know, will be in Republican control. They've locked up 53 seats. Is ABC still showing one race undecided?
Two races undecided in the Senate, in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Other outlets may have made a projection in those. We have not.
So we're at 52 then for your projections?
52 Republicans, okay. 46 Democrats in the Senate as of this morning.
So in the House, you need 218 for a majority. Where do we stand this morning and who will control that body?
Republicans are close, but not quite there. 214 seats so far by our projection to 205 for the Democrats. There are still 16 races that we have yet to make a projection in. And the bottom line is our estimate has a larger plurality so far for Republicans than Democrats. There are, among the pickups, 7 for Republicans, 5 for Democrats. So again, Republicans have the wind at their backs in terms of a majority in the House, but they haven't achieved it yet.
How slim do we think that majority is going to be for either side?
It's really a question I can't answer. Let me put it this way. Of the seats that are open, right, let's just say half of them go for the Republicans. That indicates a slim majority for the Republicans if it happens. It could go either way. In theory, the Democrats theoretically could wind up overtaking the advantage Republicans currently have. But suffice it to say, we can't answer that question. There's no way to know. But it could be a majority that is on par with the current one, which is just a few seats with a narrow margin for the speaker. Or it could be wider. We'll have to see.
I know you're up against it, Stephen. Any idea how long till we find out?
Well, it really depends on a lot of the counting in the western states, particularly in California, because the fact is that they have these they're just slow. And it's frustrating for everybody. It's been nearly a week. We still don't have resolution in the House, but that also was expected.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live with us from Washington. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet.
As for the aforementioned margin for President Trump, based on the ABC News projections, he carries all 7 of the much talked about battleground states, with both Arizona and Nevada now being projected to go for Trump. So that puts the electoral math for the president-elect at 312, 226 for Vice President Harris. Not that it mattered at this point, but we now have that full picture in focus. 6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
So the first half, the Bucks rolling.
Giannis the other direction. He's got it on the near wing left. He's going to tee one up from three. And why not? What a start for the Bucks tonight. 13-2. He drills the three.
Yeah, so looking really good at Fiserv Forum against the Celtics. They were up by as many as 17 at one point, but then came halftime, and then, unfortunately, Brooke.
We played a great first 24 minutes, two quarters, and then unfortunately coming out of halftime, we laid an egg.
Yeah. Lopez said it right. They just went cold, scored just 15 in the third quarter.
I don't know if we just weren't right. The energy was off. We let him back in, and obviously with a team like Boston, you just can't do that.
Yeah, they ultimately would fall 113-107. They made it a game, even got the lead one more time there in the fourth quarter, but now 2-8. I do have some good news, though, Vince, for you.
Do you?
Yes.
Please, the good news. Please proceed with the good news.
So there's only so many teams that are worse than the Bucks as far as record goes, and one of them, the Toronto Raptors. Well, the Raptors come to town tomorrow night, so they're 2-9. So that game tomorrow, right here on WDTMJ.
Monday Night Football, Dolphins and Rams in Los Angeles tonight. Packers will get back from the bye week. and get set for the Bears. Let's take a turn around the NFC North, starting with the Bears and Chicago, boat raced by the 3-7 Patriots.
Wow.
19-3, the final. Nothing went right for Chicago in that game. Vikings squeaked by the Jaguars 12-7 in a sleepy game. And on Sunday Night Football,
for 52 for the win. It is just good. Just inside the upright. Jake Bates, hometown hero. And the Lions have come all the way back.
NBC Sports on the call. Mike Tirico, he was right. It was just inside that left upright. Lions were down 23-7 at the half to the Texans. Shut him out in the second and came back to win 26-23.
Everything seems to be going Detroit's way right now, but there's a long time to go in this season. I'm just curious. Some of that mojo maybe runs out after a bit.
If this were us, I'd be freaking out, going, well, we're peaking too early. We can't sustain this. We're white hot.
They're peaking too early. Okay. We'll see.
And back to basketball quickly. College hoops. Marquette plays tonight, hosting Central Michigan. That's an 8 p.m. tip at Fiserv Forum. And Wisconsin, the Badgers, 87-56 winners over Appalachian State on Sunday. It gets tough now for Wisconsin. We host number 10 Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday. Might be much more to this story as we look into it today. What more must administrators at a local high school know about a graffiti threat that caused them to take such extensive action? Learning about it in detail this morning. Students at Pius XI High School have not been back for in-person learning since someone scrawled threatening messages on the exterior of the building last week. And they still won't be in class again today, set to return tomorrow with metal detectors and armed professional security. This is not the first time we've seen a threatening message scrawled somewhere inside, outside school.
Unfortunately, likely not the last time.
But typically, how does that go?
There is deemed no credible threat, usually, and then you go on your way, might have extra security on for the next day or two.
Right. Might shut it down that day and perhaps for the next. You bring in authorities, they do a sweep,
extra
investigate.
Police presence, maybe.
All of those things. But you're not out for a week. This is unique. The act of vandalism occurred more than a week ago. Surveillance video from outside Pius XI High School shows a masked individual, orange ski mask covering his face. Or I should say the person's face. We don't have a gender identity on the person who committed this act of vandalism, with what appears to be a paint bucket and a brush, just kind of going to town on the exterior doors of the building, splashing some paint.
Yeah.
And then apparently the message was, according to TMJ4 News, scrawled on the concrete below the doors and read, "Murder kids and I am bringing a gun to kill someone." Again, that was more than a week ago now. This morning, no in-person school for Pius students. They are due to return to the building tomorrow. It would be the first time since the incident. They've had some virtual learning in there. Pius XI is in the city of Milwaukee, but it's right on the border of like West Allis, Wauwatosa. Yep. If you know the area, it's 76th Street. You'd be just south of Blue Mound Road, just north of the freeway. So the major landmark would be like State Fair Park, just north of there. So MPD is the investigating agency, the police department, but they have not named a suspect. Nor have they indicated if they're close to finding a suspect. Pius released a private statement to parents, which they have asked parents not to share, and media, if they obtain it, not to report. They have released this public statement from which I read here. This was sent out Sunday. All students of Pius XI Catholic High School and their guardians were provided a detailed security plan that addressed protocols for drop-off, entry to the building, dismissal, and after-school activities. Maintaining the integrity of these security protocols is paramount to keeping our students and staff safe. If you have obtained details or a copy of this security plan, we respectfully request that you do not share any of the information publicly. We believe sharing the details of these protocols may compromise their effectiveness, negatively impacting the safety of our students. Fair enough. What they're saying is, you know, typically a parent who gets some of this might forward it.
Yes, that does happen from time to time.
Newsrooms. And then they're saying, if you get this, please don't share it. I can say I have not obtained a copy of the private communication. Don't know what's in it. Here's the more interesting part, though, about the back to school that will happen tomorrow. A generous community partner has loaned Pius XI three magnetometers. We walk through security screening units, as well as additional metal detecting wands. Installation of the magnetometers has been completed.
Oh, okay.
These screening units will be used when we welcome staff and students back into the building. We've also worked with our security firm to increase the number of on-site professional security personnel during school hours, which will now include armed security. So there's something more here, I think, than just we found this, we investigated it. Maybe it wasn't a credible threat. They just aren't there yet. They don't know because they don't know where it came from and they don't have the suspect. But that tells me that there's enough concern that elevates this to a level beyond what we see in some other similar circumstances.
Well, better safe than sorry, I suppose. If you can do it this way, then do it this way.
It'll be a very different back to school tomorrow for Pius XI High School in Milwaukee. Giannis took his team to task, said we got to play better. And then they didn't play better. We'll hear from Giannis at 6:45.
Most of the monkeys are back in South Carolina.
Which is a great lead to a story.
A majority of the monkeys who escaped a medical research facility in South Carolina are now back.
At least 25 of the 43 monkeys that escaped a compound in South Carolina have been recovered. Alpha Genesis, which provides primates for research worldwide, says the rest remain nearby.
Yeah, so apparently these monkeys made a break for it on Wednesday of last week. How did this happen? An employee forgot to lock the door after feeding the monkeys.
I love you. Lock the door. They're monkeys. They're fine. They won't get out.
How? If you were that employee, like, oh.
And everybody knows who it was this morning, right?
The monkeys are about the size of a cat. All females weighing about 7 pounds. They think that most of them are just hanging out in this area here. So, like, nearby. So they should be able to get them all back to Alpha Genesis at some point. Because they have nowhere else really to go. So if they kind of stick around that spot, they can kind of hopefully pull them all back.
We've been told the monkeys are not dangerous. Like, they have not undergone any... I mean, like...
They're not the Ebola monkeys.
Like, right. They haven't been injected with various diseases that are going to destroy humanity.
They're about the size of a cat. They're all females. They all weigh about 7 pounds.
I didn't mean dangerous like they were going to go into your house and attack you. Just... Like, you know, various, we've seen the movies.
Right, they carry viruses
yes,
and all that stuff.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, great.
They're saying that has not occurred here.
None of them will get you sick. And they're all hanging around Alpha Genesis, so they will go back to their compound, hopefully within the day.
6:38, Wisconsin's Morning News. Video component to this story, you can watch WTMJ on YouTube. Click watch now on our website or our digital app. Text watch to 855-616-1620. Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, will run some video here that I edited for this piece. This is a pickleball story, E, but it's not a pickleball story.
Okay.
Okay, this is a business story.
I gotcha.
I had a semi-exclusive look inside a huge indoor pickleball facility that's going up in Menomonee Falls. First, Pickleball Kingdom location in our area. These are popping up across the country. Gregory Straub is one of the owners, invited a few people into this large former industrial building off of Silver Spring Drive. And it's still pretty raw, but it's getting there.
You know it's real. You can see other people already looking about where are they going to play? How are they going to, when can they get here? When are you going to be open?
Okay, I'll answer all that right now. They're going to play on one of 17 indoor courts. They're going to get here early next year because the target opening is in January. So I know some of you probably have friends who've been trying to get you to play pickleball, right? Some of you are into it and some of you aren't, which is exploding in popularity across the country. And if you're one of those folks who roll your eyes every time your friends start talking about, hey, you got to play pickleball, you got to play pickleball. Okay. This is Jen Acevedo. She's been in the game for 16 years on the West Coast and is coming here to Wisconsin to run Pickleball Kingdom.
It's easy to learn. It's easy to bring friends and family with you and say, come and enjoy this with me. And even if you're a beginner, I can teach you how to play. In, you know, the better part of half an hour, we can start playing.
Totally agree with that. I play with people of varying skill levels all the time. Mark Cass, friend of the program, right? He puts on instructionals all the time. He's always bringing new people to the game, and you can pick it up quickly. Now, they still need to resurface the facility and build out the courts. There is indoor pickleball clubs all over, but the complaint is often it's on like a gym floor or a field house floor. It's marked up for all different kinds of things. These are pickleball exclusive courts.
It's a professional level surface. It is what high level tennis courts are. It's what high level PPA pickleball courts are.
This will be membership-based, although there is daily play as well. So you don't have to be a member to go there anytime and play. Full pro shop stocked with Made in Wisconsin Pro Light paddles.
Ooh.
And equipment, best in the business. And then they'll have a full locker room, but then also hang out and social space. Here's Jen again.
I mean, there's a bar. You sit, have a drink, have a snack, you know, relax.
You don't even have to play pickleball.
If you don't want to come and play that day, you know what? That's all right.
Right. Come grab something to eat, watch the ball game, and, you know, see what else is going on. That is Pickleball Kingdom. It's just west of I-41 off of Silver Spring Drive in Menominee Falls, set to open in January.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
On Friday, Giannis called out his team. Said, hey, we're not playing with enough competitive fire. Got to start ramping this up a bit. Well, it appeared like those comments worked on Sunday when Boston was in town.
Damian Lillard, top of the circle. Can the Bucks maintain that early momentum? Here's a lob up top. Great movement. It goes Lillard to Lopez to Giannis, who punches it through on our first dunk of the game.
Yeah, man, they look good. Bucks were up by as many as 17 over the Celtics in the first half, but it was not meant to be. They'd get cold in the third quarter and would lose 113-107. So after the game, Giannis was asked about the competitive fire comments.
The other night, you know, you were pretty emphatic about a feeling of competition and seeing some competitiveness. Do you think the team, yourself and the team, responded in that way tonight, regardless of outcome?
Yeah, at times, yes, we did. Not for 48 minutes, but at times, yeah, we would have felt competitive.
Yeah, he said at times we looked a lot better. Not for 48, though, unfortunately. So there is some good news. They play the...
Go ahead with your good news, then.
So they're 2-8. There's like only two teams worse. One of them comes to town tomorrow night, the 2-9 Raptors. So let's eat on some Raptor meat.
Get right on Toronto.
Okay. Hopefully. Right here on WDTMZ Radio tomorrow.
Sticking with basketball quickly, Marquette at Fiserv Forum tonight hosting Central Michigan. That's an 8 p.m. tip. Wisconsin undefeated, but it's about to get tougher. Badgers 87-56 winners over Appalachian State on Sunday. They host number 10 Arizona Friday. Packers will get back to work this week coming off the bye. We've got the Bears on Sunday, and the Bears are not in a good place.
Williams to work. Rolling left. Pressure comes down. He goes again. Anfernee Jennings with his second sack today.
Fox Sports on the call Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it was a boat race. Bears lose to the now 3-7 Patriots, 19-3. Caleb Williams, Bears quarterback, sacked nine times.
Nine times.
Nine times.
Nine times.
That takes work. That's a lot of work to get sacked.
Actually, I said Caleb Williams got sacked nine times. Did he even finish the game? I don't know if they threw the backup in who might have taken a few.
Did not catch the last few minutes of that one.
Rest of the NFC North won. Vikings squeaked by the Jaguars 12-7. Lions won in dramatic fashion. Scored 19 points in the second half on Sunday Night Football while shutting out the Texans in the final 30 minutes. Won on a last-second field goal that was just barely good. I mean, if that thing didn't squeak the left upright, yeah. I don't know.
A lot of mojo working right now for the Lions. We'll see.
6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
We've been telling you this story about Sheboygan dealing with the ransomware attack against the city's network there. Haven't found any evidence of personal information being leaked, but they're working with law enforcement now to figure out what to do with that situation. This is not unprecedented. A lot of issues like this that are coming up with different local companies, nationwide companies that are having to even pay off some of these ransomware attackers because there's no way to get their information back. We know a guy, and we work with one right here, Steve Wexler, who had this very issue happen to him. He was running a small cluster of radio stations in Illinois that got hijacked by cyber attackers. And here is his story. You'd be surprised to find out how they interact.
I got an email, and the email said, "Dear friends," it was very friendly, "Dear friends, by now you may have realized that your company's data has been breached and locked down, and we're here to help you." And I'm reading this email going, "You're here to help me. Who are you?" Well, it was the bad guys. The bad guys email you and say, "Hey, we've done this to you." The email was very friendly and warm. In fact, it said, "Please don't gnash your teeth. This is not a time for hurt feelings or being upset. We will help you for a certain price, unlock your data, and you guys can all get back to work. They have like a customer service number that you can call.
They call it customer service?
They did. They said we have a customer service team that is standing by. I was the customer. Now, when you asked me
you
when
didn't
we knew.
To be the customer.
We did not. In fact, they created the customer by attacking the company. What's interesting is when you get the email, when I got the email that they had infiltrated the infrastructure of the IT, of the data, it turns out they had already been lurking around for 10 to 14 days. So one of the things I learned during this, Eric and Vince, is that when the bad guys attack, they're actually already in your house for about 14 days looking around to see where you keep the money, where you keep the jewelry. And you just don't know they're there because they're trying to figure out what's the value of the data that they can find. Then when they figure out, we got enough, that's when they tell you that they've invaded.
So did you try to recover anything? Did you call IT guy and say, hey, what can we get back?
Yeah, well, we knew the people in the radio stations all of a sudden started realizing they couldn't access things like financial data, payables. The finance team was the first to realize something's really wrong. And then all the people that do what you guys all do, which is press buttons and you hope that audio fires, they all of a sudden couldn't fire any audio. So they started realizing something was very wrong. The IT department starts taking you offline, servers, anything connected to the outside world. But of course, by then, it's too late.
Talking with Steve Wexler, you know him from Good Karma Brands, but Steve was running a different radio operation and was cyber attacked, held ransom.
Yes.
I kind of joked, but do you know, was it Russia? Was it Belarus?
So the cybersecurity firm, which is one of the things you do, you end up having to hire outside help to figure this out. They believe that this particular, what they call threat actor, I just called them the bad guys, but they're the threat actor. They believe that they were in Russia, perhaps Belarus, but they've interacted with them before. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these threat actors are familiar to the cybersecurity community.
So did you call the customer service number?
We did not. So all the communication with the bad guys happens on what's called the dark web, which I've heard about, but I had never experienced. I don't know where you find the dark web, but the cybersecurity people know how to go. They give you a code. The good guys, or I guess the bad guys, give you a link, and that's where you can communicate with them. And they suggest, by the way, you better communicate with us right away because the price will go up and we'll do more damage unless you reach out. So you end up getting a law firm, first of all, a cybersecurity law firm. You get a cybersecurity company that's reputable. By the way, for business owners out there, check your cyber insurance because this was new for me and for our group, and they will guide you because they deal with this. This isn't new to them. It was new to us. And so the cybersecurity folks get on the dark web and begin a dialogue with the bad guys.
So you paid it?
We did. We ended up,
Before you get to that, was there a conversation of like, should we pay it or should we call the cops? Or what?
Yeah. So you are supposed to let the FBI know because this is an international incident. Yeah. And so you file a report with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They said, we encourage you not to pay a ransom. Well, thank you. But how else are we going to? We didn't know what to do.
What do you got?
What have you got to go find these guys and get our data back? They locked our data. The way that was described to me, it's as if kidnappers came into your house and kidnapped your family. They're still in your house, though, and you just can't see them or talk to them, but they're still in your house. Our data was still on our servers. We just had no access to it. It's creepy, isn't it? That's how it was described to me. So we ended up in a dialogue. So I said to our guys, well, if we end up paying some kind of ransom, how do I know once the money, by the way, it's Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. It's Bitcoin, which, of course, I don't know if you carry that with you. I don't know how you, right? I had to figure out how do you get some of that. He said, well, you can trust them. And
why?
I had to pause and go, I can trust them? These are the criminals that stole all our data. And I was told that you can trust them because if they get a bad reputation, nobody will ever negotiate with them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. If you kill the hostage every time, there's no sense in negotiating.
Exactly.
Right?
So he said, you can trust them. Once you pay, within an hour or two, you'll sit around. It'll be a very long 2 hours, but your data will start unlocking. Finally, you get the approval, you transfer the money, and then literally on a Saturday afternoon, I'm sitting there at my computer on the phone with our IT person and all the people that were helping, and all of a sudden, click, 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 click. All the files that had been locked were unlocked, and all the data was restored for a price.
For a price. What an extraordinary story, though. We've been talking about this and talking about this and talking about this, and now it's come home to someone we actually know,
right,
who dealt with it and is taking us through step by step how they handle it,
and
how
these
guys work.
Just do this every week, every day, every week, they're getting another one.
So don't click on that thing. Like if you get that weird-looking email, ask around. 6:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.